Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Today, eat Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. Super as in Superman.
Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal presents The Adventures of Superman.
Today, alone with his chief henchman, City Mayor Andrew High, political boss Mike Hickey makes a mysterious threat against Superman and his friends.
Andy, I told you to stop worrying. Everything's going to be fine and dandy.
How can it be, Mike, with Superman backing up the Reform Party?
Forget Superman. I tell you, we'll win the election hands down.
I don't see how, Mike. Why, the whole city will turn out to vote against us now that Superman said he'd protect them at the polls.
Relax, Andy, relax. I've got something up my sleeve that'll take care of everything. But everything.
Really? Well, what is it?
Never mind, Andy. Just remember what I told you. We'll win the election. Just wait and see.
Say, get a good grip on your chair and prepare for thrills, because Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, has reopened that sensational gyrocket offer for a limited time only.
Right, because requests are still coming in long after the recent offer closed. So now we're giving everyone a fair chance. We've reopened this terrific offer so all of you can get a gyrocket, a real flying rocket model.
Yes, sir. A gyrocket that streaks right from your hand. A gyrocket almost half a foot long that you launch to zoom into the sky up over the treetops. A gyrocket with a sleek, gleaming wood body, brilliant red or blue or yellow.
At the stern of the rocket, a steel propeller develops maximum thrust, yet launching to cinch because you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You hold the launching rod in your hand. You flick your arm and off the rocket soars.
Get in on the excitement today. Send for several gyrockets. Then have thrilling contests with your friends. Race your rocket fleet against theirs.
But be sure you send for your gyrocket right away. This terrific offer is back in the air for a limited time only, so get yours now.
Here's all you do. For each gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal, plus a dime and a nickel and your name and address clearly printed to Superman. Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Facing defeat by Editor Perry White's Reform Party in the coming elections, Mike Hickey, corrupt political boss of Metropolis, set out to terrify the voters and scare them away from the polls on election day. While the new police inspector appointed by Hickey kept the police away, gangs of hoodlums armed with blackjacks attacked Reform Party rallies. But to their unpleasant surprise, Superman appeared each time, fought them off, and sent them scurrying away. Then, in a radio address, Superman publicly condemned Mike Hickey and promised to give personal protection to all voters on election day. At Reform Party headquarters the next morning, Editor Perry White, candidate for mayor, and reporters Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen were jubilant. Only Clark Kent, who, unknown to all, is Superman, failed to join the festivity.
Yes, sir. It's all over with the shouting. Mike Hickey can have his new police inspector stooge. We've got Superman on our side.
Yeah, man, the elections are in the bag. Let me be the first to congratulate you, Mr. White. I mean, Mr. Mayor. Or wait, do we say Your Honor now?
Of course,
yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you, one and all.
Say, you haven't congratulated our new mayor yet, Mr. Kent.
I'll congratulate him when he's elected, Jim.
Why, he's as good as elected right now.
I'm not so sure.
What? Huh?
You all seem to be forgetting an individual named Mike Hickey.
What about him?
Well, he's not licked yet. Hickey is cunning, tough, and unpredictable. He realizes if he loses this election, he'll go to the penitentiary. I'm afraid he won't stop at anything.
Well, Kent, the elections are now just 5 days off. Still worried about Mike Hickey?
You bet I am, Chief. More than ever.
Well, tomorrow's election day, Kent. There hasn't been a peep out of Hickey so far. What have you got to say now?
Just that I wish this were the day after tomorrow and the elections were over. I still think Hickey will try something, Chief.
Go on. If he's as smart as you say he is, he'll try to get lost before the votes are counted. Yes, sir. There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
At Mike Hickey's headquarters, an air of deep gloom prevails. In the long, smoke-filled room, ward healers and political hangers-on stand about silently, scowling at each other. Suddenly, Mike Hickey enters. A low buzz of surprise runs through the room as Hickey, his moon-like, heavy-jowled face spread in a wide grin, hums gaily and offers jovial greetings to his supporters.
Hiya, Frankie.
Frankie.
How you doing, Mort?
Hi, that's...
What gives around here? Cheer up! Cheer up! You all look like you're in a wake. Come on, Punchy, put a smile on your face. Hey, what's the matter with all of you? Is the world coming to an end or something?
Well, maybe it might just as well after tomorrow, boss.
Oh, so that's it, eh? You think we're going to lose the election, eh?
Well, the papers say how the Reform Party's going to win by a landslide.
Is that so?
Yeah. That Superman, he done his dirt.
Don't worry about Superman. Mike Hickey talking. The mayor, put him on. Well, Andy, what's in your mind? Yeah, I've just been hearing about the papers. Don't tell me you believe them, too. Eh? Now, listen, didn't I tell you 2 weeks ago we had the election in the bag? Sure, I still say so. We'll win easy.
Hey, Harry, you hear that, huh?
Yeah, you must have drank too much beer.
Never mind how, Andy. All you gotta know is you're staying in City Hall a long time yet. Yeah. Yeah? Just be sure to stay close to your radio tonight and you'll hear something. Something awful good. Right. So long. Here, take the phone away, Puncher.
Yeah, okay, boss. Hey, listen, do you mean it? I mean it. We're going to win tomorrow, do you, huh?
You bet your bottom dollar I mean it. Yes, sir, all these wise guys who think Mike Hickey is done for in this town are going to get a big surprise. Yeah, a big surprise. Come on, Punchy, smile. Smile.
As Mike Hickey's followers stare at him in wonder, unable to understand his confidence, Clark Kent and Perry White have gone from their political headquarters to the Daily Planet's temporary offices in nearby Willow Falls. There, Kent has found a new reason for concern.
You sure you didn't see or hear from Jim this morning, Chief?
I just told you I didn't, Kent.
That's strange. Wonder where he is.
Well, the chances are he stopped off at campaign headquarters.
We just came from campaign headquarters and Jim wasn't there, so where do
you... Great Caesar, Kent. You do more fretting about Olson than a mother hen over her chicks. Now, listen, I want to get this...
Hello. Oh, Mrs. Olson. Yes, I was just going to call you. Did Jim leave? What? What did you say?
What's the matter, Kent?
He didn't, but...
What is it?
Just a moment, Chief. Why, no, I thought... Oh, no, wait, Mrs. Olson, don't get excited. No, I'm sure everything's all right. Yes, I will. I'll look into it and call you right back. Of course I will. Goodbye.
Kent, you're as pale as a ghost. What happened?
That was Jim's mother.
I know it was Jim's mother, but what did she say?
She says she spent last night with her sister, who isn't well. She just got home and discovered that Jim's bed wasn't even slept in last night.
What?
Yes. Apparently, he left the house last night and he never came back.
What has happened to the young cub reporter? We'll be back in a moment to find out in the startling climax of today's episode. So, keep listening.
Say, everywhere you go, you hear the exciting word. Yes, the word that Kellogg's Pep has reopened the thrilling Gyrocket offer for a limited time more. Correct. So many requests poured in after the closing date of the original offer that we wanted you all to have a fair chance. We've reopened this offer temporarily so everyone can get a Gyrocket, the sensational flying rocket model.
That's a fact. A Gyrocket that streaks right out of your hand, high into the sky.
Think of it, a Gyrocket almost half a foot long, with a slender, streamlined body of sturdy wood, brilliant red or blue or yellow.
And get this, at the stern of your Gyrocket, a steel propeller packs your Gyrocket with power.
Yet launching's a cinch, for with your Gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You just hold the rod in your hand, flick your arm, and the Gyrocket streaks into the air higher and higher up over the treetops. Every launching's a brand new thrill.
Send for several Gyrockets today. You could be captain of a whole rocket fleet of the future. Then you're set for speed and distance contests with your friends.
But you've got to act right now, because this offer is back in the air for a limited time only. So for each Gyrocket you order, send a Kellogg's Pep box top plus 15 cents
to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Remember, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, plus a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
It is late afternoon in the Daily Planet's temporary offices in Willow Falls. All day, the election's forgotten. Our friends have been searching frantically for the missing Jimmy Olsen. Clark Kent, in his own true identity of Superman, is still searching. And Editor Perry White and Lois Lane are alone in White's office when the phone rings.
Oh, I'll take it, Chief.
I've got it, Lois. Hello, Perry White speaking.
Hello, Mr. White. This is Jim.
Jim?
Yeah.
Jimmy? Is that
Look,
Jimmy, Chief?
Oh, yes. Listen, boy, you had us scared out of our wits. Where are you? What happened?
I can't talk long, Chief. But listen, whatever they tell you, don't do it. Understand? I don't care what happens to me.
What are you talking about, Jim? Jim!
What is it, Chief?
He stopped talking. Jim!
Hello, Mr. White.
Well, who's this? Where's Jim Olsen?
Hold the receiver so I can hear.
Olsen's right here with us.
Well, who are you?
Shut up and listen. If you want to see Jim Olsen again alive, get on the radio before 11 o'clock tonight and announce your withdrawal as candidate for mayor. You got that?
What? Now listen, mister, whoever you are.
Just do as you're told, Mr. White. Get on the radio before 11 o'clock and announce you're no longer a candidate for mayor. If you don't do it by 11 o'clock, Jim Olsen is finished.
Stunned, Perry White can only sit at his desk, the dead phone in his trembling hand, while Lois Lane, equally stunned, stares at him, her eyes wide with shock. This, apparently, was the reason for Mike Hickey's surprising confidence about the results of tomorrow's election. What will Perry White do? And what will Superman do when he learns of this startling new development? We'll know on Monday, gang. So for thrills, action, and suspense, don't miss Monday's episode of Ruler of Darkness. Be sure to tune in again on Monday. Same time, same station, for more of the exciting adventures of Superman.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.